I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dials Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And today is Tell Del. We have a very interesting guest. Tricia Mattson is a member in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, close to Atlanta, Georgia. But she has done an incredible job. Started as a member here in Texas, probably San Antonio, then moved out there and decided to take on the world all by herself, and she did. She did a bang-up job. She got herself a 28-unit apartment complex that she's made over a 500% return gain on her investment, has doubled the value of the property or better, and has raised the rents by a tremendous margin, about 60% across the board. Just a fabulous job, and we're really happy to have her here today to talk with her. She's also one of our ambassadors, and an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited is somebody who's a member that's really excited about the possibilities for people's lives out of the program, and they, in turn, share their time with other people, helping them see the light, get involved, get to meetings, have meetings, and so forth. And she's taken that role on for us now, and we really like to have her here with me today. Tricia Mattson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Del. Thanks for having me. So when you say that, you know, I want to share with others about the success that I've had, it's really a selfish reason because I had such a great time in Central Texas, being a member there since 2013, then having to move to Georgia in 15, that I really wanted to cultivate lifestyles on my part of the world so that I wouldn't miss out on having, you know, case studies and meeting up with investors and other people that are like-minded. So for selfish reasons, I, you know, pushed and pushed to have events and meetings because I really wanted to be with more people like myself. So I give you all the credit, but I was selfish in saying that, you know, I really want more of lifestyles to be in our area because I can't, you know, when you're there and part of that program and you're around those people every month, you really miss it. You really, really miss being around like-minded people. So that's how it all started for me.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I don't think it's, you said it's for selfish reasons. It can't be totally for selfish reasons, although there are good incentives. It really would be more like a symbiotic thing. You know, as you help other people, it does benefit everyone in the group because, like you say, the camaraderie ship, the group education, networking, and I find that I've got 90% of my friends come out of Lifestyles membership. So just because it's the only people that could sit with me long enough and talk to me long enough without going crazy, because all we talk about is real estate and making money. So it's really hard for anybody else to get along. Now, interestingly enough, I had to try to figure out something I couldn't figure out, which was, okay, how are we going to grow this thing if we take it away from Houston? And I'm going to give some credit here. A guy named Terry Matheny, you know Terry, right?
I do know Terry.
Terry took it upon himself in San Antonio to bring together a bunch of people, got them all together at his house and had regular meetings at his house until we had enough people there to be able to open an office up there. And so he was the original ambassador, and he took it a long ways, really took off with it. So let's talk about being an ambassador. What kind of things do you do as an ambassador?
Well, I mean, before I was actually given the title of ambassador, when you started the program, I had invited Tina and Lonnie Cole to one of my due diligence inspection reports when we purchased the 16 unit. And, I mean, other members were invited as well, but they were the ones that took advantage and said, hey, let's go see this property, because they were in single family and they live in Atlanta. And they wanted to see, you know, how I did it, because, you know, they know that, you know, they came to Houston and did your case study and did your 2-day. But knowing that we had somebody in Georgia now that could show them, you know, how to do this, that they took advantage of coming to view the property and doing our inspection. And that was really when it started, because, like I said, I was, you know, looking for others to socialize with and teach other members that were in our group how, you know, we buy multifamily. And so that's when it really started. And then it just grew from there. The following year, after we had closed and rehabbed, we invited the group and whoever wanted to participate in a road trip to our apartment to show them how it's done, what I did to it, how I was able to increase the rent, and, you know, just how to take down an apartment community, how something like this is done. So that's where it all began.
Well, folks out there, if you think this sounds interesting, to have other people around you that will show you their business, explain to you how they've made these massive results that happen, if you're interested in something like that, to be on these type of events, you have to be a member. These are not open events. These are only member events. And Trisha's got one coming up here on July 14th. Is that what you told me it was here? Yeah, July 14th.
Yeah.
So, Trisha, why don't you tell everybody what you're going to be doing on July 14th? Remember, guys, I'm telling you, this is a private event for members only, but we're just sharing it for those of you that are members so you won't miss out. If you want to get out there to Trisha, you get in touch with Terry, right? Is it Terry's in charge of all the ambassadors?
Yes, Terry Gilbert.
Yeah, call Terry Gilbert. She'll get you hooked up with her. I don't want to give your number out over the air, and 10,000 people call you up, right? So go ahead and tell us what you're going to be doing on this event.
Okay,
you and Terry got this thing put together.
What it is Lynn and I had talked about having road trips, because we've had other members in the national ambassadors have road trips to view apartments, just like we did with the Savannah one. But this one, I wanted to dive deeper into helping members that are interested in buying multifamily and show them how it's done. Because, you know, if we're purchasing properties in our area in Georgia, why not start doing education to show people, you know, the start to finish, step one, how this is how it's done. So I'm coordinating closely with Lee Bell and Jackie Green. Jackie is analyzing the multifamily properties that we're going to potentially view, and she's going to break it down to show people, is this a good deal, is this not a good deal? And so we're going to have, you know, a road trip to see that property that is either a good or not good deal, just so that we could have education, because we have increased our numbers in the Georgia-Atlanta region, even the southeast is what I really want to say, because outside of Georgia, there are significant members in North Carolina, South Carolina. So I want to, you know, give that opportunity to the other members to get educated, boots on the ground in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any idea at all? I mean, it doesn't have to be an accurate number, just a educated guess as to how many people you guys have roaming around in your Southeast area group now?
I don't really want to give that number, because it would be okay. Just a guess, but I know that when we get together, it's 40 to 50, you know, so it's hard to decipher too, because we have members coming out from different states to become, you know, involved in our area. So we get to separate another layer of members, because they're interested in investing nationally, so they're hitting all these major cities to see, you know, what's, you know, their potential for other leads or investment opportunities.
Yeah, that's interesting to me that now, because we have all these different groups all over the country, that a person can live wherever they want and still diversify their investments all over the country, which is really a neat thing to be able to do. I know a lot of people travel. That's what shocked me, though. What shocked me was that they would actually travel to go out to events and see these places and meet these people and so forth. That's the part that got me. I realized they would invest, but I little shocked they're willing to do all that traveling to get to find people and meet people and so forth. Now, I know you did some traveling quite a bit when you first started. You were going back and forth in different places and went to a lot of events. So I guess what is your thought on that?
I think that, because you're national now and it's just ever so growing that this investment company is making lifestyles better and better. It's just, it's evolving. It's happening. It's growing. It's not going to stop, Dell. This is your legacy. This is your legacy that you're giving us. And it's like a snowball effect. So I see that it's just going to grow and prosper in so many different cities that are, have these ambassadors, have these leads that are purchasing buildings and people wanting to invest in them. And it's important for people that want to invest in that city to get to know their leads really well, because when you're not there in that town where they're at, it's important that they get to know them and they're, focused and that they're confident in investing in that city and that person and that lead.
Well, let's take a short break here. Before we go to break, again, I want to remind you, if you'd like to get involved in a group like this, you just need to come to our two-day class at GIF in Atlanta, June 31st, July 1st is the dates. If you want to sign up, you need to go to the website, givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com, and we can get you signed up. And then after that, if you are a member, Tricia has a road trip coming up July 14th. So if you get in now and get to this two-day, you have a possibility of getting into her road trip also. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Tricia Madsen and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
The number one question real estate investors have is, should I buy it? With the best available data on comparable sales and rents in your marketplace, Lifestyles Discovery allows you to quickly and easily estimate capital gains and monthly cash flow. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up for the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, and learn to identify the very best deals to add to your portfolio. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Dell is Tricia Madsen out of Georgia. And she is one of our ambassadors there. And she's got a road trip coming up here for members only. But you can become a member if you'd like to get into one of these road trips and events. If you want to be a member, you're going to need to go to the two-day in Atlanta, which is June 31st and July 1st, Saturday and Sunday. And to get a ticket for that, you need to go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com. So, Tricia, let's go back way, way, way back when you first started, because that's one of the things I think that you're getting to now. Is it, do you remember when you first started, were you surprised how open people were with all of their private information and their business techniques?
Well, Dale, my history is that I'm a stay-at-home mom, and so I didn't have much experience with business or corporate world. So I can't say that, I was surprised that it was so open. I was just happy that it was so open that you were able to tell me how to do something like this. So I can't say that I was surprised at the openness of the members. I was really loving that people took, you know, to you and, you know, wanted to talk to you and be just the group in itself is so open. And I think that's what I enjoy so much about Lifestyles is I have people that come from Texas or whatever state they're coming from, and they know you're a member, and they can just Facebook chat you or something or say, hey, I'm going to be in Savannah, and then I'll go meet them for dinner. And then all of a sudden we're, you know, like we're best friends from wherever. It's just because we have that common real estate investing commonality in us. And plus, you know, we're also learners. We're givers. We're just everything that you embody in Lifestyles is what you teach us to do. So we share that with the other members.
So when you have these events, I assume that you have a list of everybody, or is Terry sending that list out when there's events occur?
Okay, so what I mainly do when we get something together, say, for instance, when you come to Atlanta or we have a two-day or a fireside chat, I will get the members get together that night prior along with you, and we'll have a dinner, a sit-down dinner. So I'll organize the dinner for us so that we could all network, and then I'll organize the next day of trying to get us a lunch networking event so that we can still stick together and socialize with other people and other members, especially new members, because, you know, coming into such a new program, your eyes are so wide of, like, you know, what is this about? What does this, you know, group do? And, you know, we want to help those that are newbies and just give them, you know, the overall, you know, I guess Southern, now that I'm really Southern, the Southern comfort, you know, that, hey, this is, you know, this works. Just follow the map, you know, and just give them the same advice you give us. Terry, on the other hand, takes care of all of the LU scheduling and anything that has to do with the company in itself. I'm on the ground doing the networking, setting up our dinners, our lunches, the members that want to engage in those meetings. So I'm more of the social gatherer, event planner, if you want to say that. Terry is going to take care of the scheduling for the LU staff and the event in itself.
Yeah. You know, the interesting part about the whole thing of starting a co-op somewhere is you've got to start somewhere. Is it chicken or the egg? And so we have to present stuff for you guys to do so that you guys can do it enough to tell other people about it so that we then get them to do it too. So it's a symbiotic relationship there, to say the least. Now, when we have this meeting coming up here for the two-day, June 31st and July 1st, for that two-day seminar, are you going to be bringing the group together for that?
I want to not answer that question yet. I have my parents coming into town, so I might have to be with them. But I will definitely let people know if I'm going to be involved in the two-day so that we could get our event planned for our dinners and our lunches. But
all right, very good.
As far as I'm concerned, it's an open question right now.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break on that one. And if you want to get to this two-day event in Atlanta, June 31st and July 1st, Saturday, Sunday, you need to go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. We'll be right back with Tricia Mattson and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month, equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me today is Tricia Mattson out of Georgia. And Tricia, let's get back in here now and talk about your accomplishments. I think we've spoken enough about the ambassadorship, but let's talk about why they would want to do what you're doing. Let's talk about that first deal, the first 28-unit deal you did. Tell us all about how you found that, what you did, and how you created so much profit on this thing.
Okay, well, I can't start with the single, the 28 units without starting off that I was in the single family rentals first, because that led to the 1031 to purchase the 28 unit. So the 28 unit is basically a property that I found on LoopNet of all places in Georgia when we moved here in 2015. It's like fourplexes on a street. So we own seven fourplexes on that street, and it was, you know, a real just mom-and-pop-owned property with deferred maintenance, and just everything was distressed and old, and nothing had been updated. The rents on the property were at $535 when we first purchased them. And by implementing ancillary income like washers and dryers, pets, insurance policies, we've increased it to $910 on one unit alone.
So let's get this. You took it over and you had units rented as low as $535. And you've got them now all the way up to 910. Are all the units the same size?
They are. Actually, they're a little bit under 900 square feet. They're all two-bedroom, one-bath. They all have washer and dryer connections in the unit. They are separately, individually metered for water and electric, so we don't have that expense for the electricity or utilities. And they're just like four units per building, flip side of each one, but it's the same floor plan.
So that's really beneficial to have all two bedrooms like that, because you can get the larger rent for the two bedrooms and the one bedroom, and also for that environment of fourplexes, you find families that want to live that way. They don't want to live in a complex. Per se, they like a, you know, in a fourplex, it feels more like a home or a duplex or, you know, than just apartment complex. But I see that when I had them, and I had lots of them, by the way, I think at one time I owned like 50 duplexes at one time and about 10 or 11 fourplexes. And I always felt like that it was just a little bit different clientele, you know, a little bit better clientele than what we got in our apartment complexes at that time. Of course, back then I only owned really old, cheap apartment complexes, so I got the worst clientele possible. But that's all I could afford. I had to start out just like you, starting with houses, right, work my way into multiples and so on and so forth. So now, how long did it take you? And did you do it in stages, or did you just rip the Band-Aid off to go from 535 and rent up to 910?
Actually, like, with the contractors that I've been using since we purchased the apartments, they're able to renovate a unit in less than probably 10 days, maybe a week. Like, right now, we started on one unit. The tenant moved out, and they are laying floors on that unit on Thursday, and so they started that on Friday of last week. So that unit's almost ready to go for the next applicant. And so we've taken it, what it was is when we had an original tenant, we kept the property management that was on the previous purchase so that we could give them 30-day notices, because otherwise it'd be tenant at will and it would be 60-day notices, and I didn't have time for 60 days to start rehabbing units. So we chose to keep the property manager in place until we had, you know, taken all the units to where we wanted to rehab them. So we would do them one at a time. Whenever they were empty, we would rehab them, or when their lease expired, we would rehab them. And so far we've have 26 of the 28 completed.
Tell us, share with us, we got about a minute left in this segment, share with us, that's not enough time. What I'm going to want to hear when we come back, I want you to tell us what all you've done, because you had to have done some really nice make-readies to be able to raise the rent that much. I mean, that's really an unheard-of rent increase. So I'm going to hear everything you have to say about it. For the rest of you, if you haven't got in there and signed up yet for the two-day class we have coming up, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Atlanta, Georgia, June 31st and July 1st, two-day workshop. We'll be right back with Tricia Mattson and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With us here today on Tell Dell is Tricia Mattson out of Georgia. And Tricia was telling us about this incredible project she did. 28 units. It was really a whole group of fourplexes. She bought 24 of them, then she bought the next four units as an add-on. And she's renovated these things so much that she's gone from the $500 a month rent, $535, all the way up to $910 on the last one that she just finished. And what I wanted to know before we go into break there, Tricia, is what are you doing to these things to make them that attractive and raise the rent that much?
Okay, well, standard stuff, you know, that we would do to any property when we take it over is replace the flooring if it's bad. So we've got carpeting in there for years, so we're going to put in new flooring. And we're using vinyl plank flooring in all our units because it's easy for the tenants to clean up and it's easy to turn. Contemporary colors, two-tone gray is the most popular right now. We resurface the cabinets if they don't need to be replaced, then we resurface, add knobs, hardware, update the lighting to LED, put ceiling fans in the bedrooms, and if the bathrooms need an overhaul or just needs a new vanity and toilet, then we'll do that into the bathrooms. We put in new countertops in the kitchens and add backsplash like subway tile. That's been very popular, and we'll choose white or black appliances depending on what subway goes into the kitchen. It's really a nice, really nice contemporary unit. The tenants are loving their, you know, their units inside, so it's not just, you know, a standard unit that they would pay on the outside for the same price, because JB said that I'm pretty much cushioned in my area because of my upgrades and my finishes that I'm not going to be hit as hard as the other communities because their units stay online and not rented, you know, by having such nice fixtures. Best product, best price is what you tell us.
Mm-hmm. So do we have any kind of an idea what that make-ready costs in totality per unit?
We haven't had to replace a whole bathroom if it's just a matter of the vanity and a toilet. With all the things that we've mentioned, we've spent a little bit about $5,000 per unit in each unit with all of the appliances and all of the supplies needed to, you know, from the flooring, you know, to the lighting, to the bathroom vanities. What it is that we're using nice fixtures, but we're not spending a ton on them because we're using stuff that's in stock. We're not buying anything that is a, you know, special order. We choose contemporary colors, and they cost the same as a regular color. So we're able to keep our budget pretty much at about a little bit over $5,000 to renovate a unit.
So you spent about $140,000. That's $5,000 a door. You haven't done two of the units yet, but we'll say $130,000 you've spent so far. And
correct.
You're looking at the situation. You purchased this property for $1,178,000. Is that right?
Added with the fourplex that we just purchased. That's about that.
Okay, and you've doubled that. You've made the property worth $2,200,000. So think of the benefit, guys. She spends $130,000 in upgrades and increases the value $1 million. Wow, that's a profitable upgrade. You know, when you're getting, you know, 8 times the cost immediately in value, that's a tremendous, tremendous upgrade. When we come back from break here, what I'm going to want to do is talk to you about all these other things you did to increase the income, and also a short piece on the renovation you did for another member and how two members can get together and make something really exciting happen by working together. And we'll get into that when we get back. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to remind you one more time, if you want to go to this 2-day in Atlanta on June 31st and July 1st, you're going to need to go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, and then we'll be able to get you in there. So, Tricia, when we come back, we're going to go into all the extras that you put in as far as revenue increases and also the rehab that you did with the first passive deal that you've done, and we'll get that all covered for the listeners in that next segment. And, again, one more time before I let you go for the break, you need to go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, for the Atlanta 2-day training class, June 31st and July 1st. We'll take a short break here, and when we come back, we'll have Tricia explain the stuff that we just went over. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is Tricia Madsen out of Georgia. And Tricia, as we went to break, I shared with you what I would like to cover to finish up the segment and the show, and that is the things you added in here. For instance, you implemented a Poo Prince program. Explain to everybody what that is. When you told me that the first time, I lost it. So go ahead and explain what that is.
Essentially, what Poo Prince is a DNA collection for basically your pet that you have live on the community. So basically, when the tenant lets their dog go and do their business on the property, if they don't pick it up, we send that off to the DNA Poo Prince lab. And they come back and say whose dog it is so that we can find that tenant for leaving their dog's mess out and not curbing them. So it's a silly thing, but it works. You know, we don't have tenants not curbing their animals because they know we are tracking them. So it's pretty cool to have something like that on a community that takes pets. So we are pet friendly, and that is also another feature for ancillary income, is we've accepted pets. Before, this was a community that did not have any animals whatsoever, and we saw a need in that because not many other areas have animals, pet-friendly properties. So we took advantage of that. I weighed out the pros and cons when I first started, and I actually enjoy having it as being a pet-friendly community. We interview the pet first before we put them in to make sure they're something that's, one, not on the vicious breed list that NAA puts out, but that, you know, that the owners are, you know, pretty good with their animal. Since we also have the washer and dryer connections, we can offer a rental. And being in a military town, people don't really want to have washer and dryers, because if they have to deploy or just do, you know, a PCS, it's one less thing for them to worry about. So we started up a great program with Appliance Warehouse. They charge me $20 for the set. They deliver, remove, repair, and I charge the tenants $50 for the rental a month. So we have that, and we've implemented renter's insurance that we can give a policy to a tenant that doesn't want to put one in place that will take care of it for them, to have their items insured in their unit, personal belongings. And that's it. We're just, you know, trying to find more income to generate to offset expenses.
You've also done some amenities that it's not necessarily directly related to income, but it's still a good program. You've implemented a community neighborhood crime program. You want to talk about that for just a second?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a great program. One of the other members suggested to me, why don't you look into that? Because we, at first, we're going to do something with an off-duty officer, but we didn't have that kind of issues there. So I figured we wouldn't need that kind of patrolling done. So they said, try the neighborhood crime watch. So I got in touch with the local police department and talked to their program director. He came to the property. We had a lunch, and we had him talk about, you know, safety things to do, and just, you know, common sense things to not leave windows open and not leave valuables in cars. And he gave me a sign to put up near our monument sign so that they can see that we are a crime-free unit, our crime watchers community. He gave me stickers to put on the windows on the bottom floor unit so that they know, not that it works, but, you know, hey, every ounce of prevention is, you know, help. So that's what we've done with, and he's given me pamphlets I would give to new tenants moving in about crime watchers, and just tell them to keep an eye on their environment. They see anything suspicious, to call 911. And it's a nice community. I think that these tenants all, you know, because they're in such a tight-knit community, see who comes in and out. So they watch, you know, the cars that are, you know, the people that live there, and they know that if anything is suspicious going on, they'll report. And without a blink of an eye, they'll call 911 if they see something suspicious, because they all look out for each other, and they, you know, are close with each other and talk about, you know, we've added picnic tables and barbecue areas so that these tenants can mingle and go outside and not just be, you know, inside of their unit and not have anything outdoor, especially if they have pets now and they want to walk the property. Something to socialize with.
They got to watch their poop print, though. That's great.
Know it.
Well, we're just about done with the segment here, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw this in. Tricia took on another project this year. She became a passive in a property there where she lives, and she did the renovation on half of the units, which were down. So 24 units, she did the total rehab. This is interesting because it's two members working together to accomplish a goal. Now, he was a lead investor. He had other partners, I assume, and you were a passive partner, but he asked you to do the rehab because you're so good at it?
Well, a lot of people that know me love that I go after properties, and that's my rehab is my passion. So he's seen what I did in my community and what I was able to accomplish, and he wanted that to happen on this 24-unit distressed boarded-up property. And so he'd asked me to help him with this project. He would take care of the remaining portfolio, and I would work on the down units. And basically, we finished up in April. We started in July of 17 and completed the renovation in April of 2018. And the last report is he's one unit from being 100% full.
Well, that's great. I want to appreciate you for coming on the show today. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle.
Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.